where only the pure-hearted can go. Then, just as quickly as I had been transported up the mountain and into the white building, I found myself on the beach again. As I had been doing all along, I found myself alternately laughing, screaming, crying, shaking, flailing my arms and perspiring. The joy was so intense, I felt as if I could touch it. I knew I had been transported to a different world, but where was it? Why was this happening? What did it all mean? The Lord answered my questions clearly and emphatically.
"My daughter, we went to the kingdom."
He quickly recognized the question that was forming in my heart. How did we get there?
"The only ones who will go there are the obedient and pure-hearted children."
The Master paused for a moment and then went on.
"Tell my children to preach the gospel. I'm coming soon for those who are waiting and ready for me."
Now I knew my primary mission. I had seen the kingdom of heaven, and it was so very real. I'll never forget all the wonderful things I saw. The Lord added,
"Those who don't tithe are disobedient children."
Should I tell this to anyone, Lord?
"I want you to tell it to everyone."
Then he reiterated something he had commanded me to do several times before.
"Write down everything I show you and tell you."
"Tell me more, Lord."
"Another time, my daughter. I know you're tired. Go to sleep."
As he left, so did my transformed body. I reached over to the nightstand and got my pad and pen and began to write everything I had experienced on my exciting journey to the kingdom of God. I felt so numb and humble, there were no words to describe the feeling. I felt that I didn't belong to this world anymore. From then on, all I could think about was the Lord in heaven. I longed to return to the kingdom. That longing must have been heard as a prayer, for, as you will see, the Lord took me with him many times after that.